This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP MP Om Birla has been re-elected again as the Lok Sabha Speaker. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition, which had fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post, did not press for voting in the House. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motion to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of NCP, Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadoria of SP moved the motion in favour of Mr. Suresh. Congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, the Prime Minister said history is being made today with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. He said they look forward to his guidance in the next 5 years in the House. He said Mr. Birla's work as parliamentarian should be an inspiration for the new members. He said the previous Lok Sabha passed several path-breaking legislations under the leadership of Mr. Birla. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Mr. Birla, saying that this House represents the people's voice. He assured Mr. Birla of opposition support in the smooth functioning of the House. Mr. Gandhi said cooperation happens on the basis of trust and voices of opposition should be allowed to be raised. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav expressed confidence that the opposition will get ample time to express their voice. The Supreme Court today allowed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to withdraw his petition challenging the Delhi High Court's decision imposing an interim stay on his bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. Senior advocate A.M. Singhvi, appearing for Mr. Kejriwal, apprised a vacation bench of Justices Manoj Mishra and S.V. Bhatti that he intends to withdraw the current petition to file a fresh one challenging the final order of the High Court. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court stayed the trial court order granting bail to the AAP leader. The High Court agreed with the Enforcement Directorate's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. A central investigation team has reached Bid in connection with the NEET exam scam. Primary information have received from police sources said some teachers of Majalgaon Taluka of the district have been interrogated by the team. Yesterday, an accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam was arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. He was produced before the court yesterday and was remanded to police custody till the 2nd of July. With this arrest, two of the four accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of four people. Jaleel Khan Pathan, a teacher of Latur Zilla Parishad School, was arrested on June the 23rd. The exam admit cards of 12 students who appeared in the NEET exam have been found in the mobile phones of Jadhav and Pathan. On the recent steps taken by the centre in connection with the NEET UG examination, Vice Chancellor Gujarat University Dr. Neeraj Gupta said steps taken by the central government this time will improve the examination pattern in the future. Chancellor of Bareilly International University Keshav Kumar Agarwal appealed to the students to be patient and said the government is taking appropriate decisions in the interest of the students. In Kenya, at least five persons were shot dead by police and a section of Parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm the Parliament in capital Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace symbolizing the authority of the legislature was stolen. To control the mob, police opened fire, killing at least five people. In an address last evening, President William Ruto said all means will be deployed to thwart any attempts by dangerous criminals to undermine the security and stability of the country. He has deployed the military to quell the protests. President Ruto pledged a tough response to what he called the violence and anarchy. In national capital Delhi, a passing out parade of the largest ever badge of Head Constables Ministerial was conducted at Delhi Police Academy in Charoda Kalan today. Special Commissioner of Police, Law and Order, Deependra Pathak attended the parade. And with that, we end this news bulletin.